With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Stocks doing well on this first trading day of the new year. Not too far from the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is up by close to 300 points. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ is back into positive territory as well. A terrorist attack on a grocery store in Charlotte, North Carolina has been foiled.
U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson described it. Arrested was 18-year-old Christian Sturdivant, who he says had been reading ISIS material and made TikTok videos.
And eventually reached out to what he thought was a member of ISIS. In reality, was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York.
Ferguson says Sturdivant talked about his plans.
About what means he would use to kill innocent people. He said he was going to wear a Kevlar vest and attack people with knives and hammers.
He was arrested Wednesday. Sturdivant is being held after an initial court appearance. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tesla lost its title as the world's top EV maker today after another year of declining sales. The company delivered 1.64 million vehicles in 2025. That was down 9% from the year before. Meanwhile, China's BYD took the lead, delivering 2.26 million in sales. President Trump and top Iranian officials exchanging some dueling threats. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on Iran's reaction to the president's hint at intervention.
Ali Larijani, who's the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, responded on social platform X, saying Trump should know that intervention by the U.S. in the domestic problem corresponds to chaos in the entire region and the destruction of the U.S. interests. And he accuses the U.S. and Israel of stoking the demonstrations. And Larijani says, the people of the U.S. should know that Trump began the adventurism. They should take care of their own soldiers.
That is Donna Warder, and this is SRN News. Are you making New Year's resolutions? For that matter, have you broken any yet? Correspondent Michael Harrington takes a look at a new study.
According to a YouGov poll, only about one-third of Americans are resolving to make some change in their life or achieve something specific in 2026. And amongst those people, 15% say they have resolved to spend more time in prayer. Another 15% say they also want to spend more time enhancing their family relationships. The poll reveals Republican voters are more likely to be resolving to pray in the new year than are Democrats. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal appeals court says the Trump administration can continue to withhold Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood while legal challenges continue. President Trump and the Republican-led Congress cut Medicaid reimbursements for America's largest abortion business and some other abortion providers back in July, and that did spark numerous lawsuits. This is SRN News. In college football, the Indiana Hoosiers add to their sports legacy with a victory at the Rose Bowl.
The school, better known for its basketball, has now emerged as a force in Big Ten football, traditionally dominated by rivals like Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State. The team was eliminated last year in the first round of the college football playoffs after a turnaround season. Yesterday, they notched a rout of the Crimson Tide, defeating Alabama with a convincing 38-3 victory, moving a step closer toward a national championship bid. They'll play Oregon in one of next week's semifinal games, and the other two Cinderella stories. Miami upset the defending national champion Ohio State Buckeyes to earn their berth, and last night Ole Miss upset Georgia to set up a matchup against the Hurricanes. George Williams reporting.
USA Hockey has named its 23-player Olympic women's roster, with 36-year-old Hillary Knight set for her fifth appearance as the team aims for gold in Milan Cortina. More on these stories can be found at srnnews.com.